Guitar has the ability to change lives, and chances are high that as a guitar geek, you've likely had that experience firsthand. On today's show, I'm going to tell you about an organization that has helped over 4,000 brand new guitar geeks discover the life-changing power of guitar, and I'll tell you how you can get involved. Hey, Tac family, and welcome to episode 161 of the Acoustic Tuesday Show. The Acoustic Tuesday Show is designed to bring fun, focus, and progress to your guitar journey through my weekly Guitar Geek lists, plus success stories from your fellow Tac members. In fact, this week you'll be learning about Denny S., whose involvement with the Guitars for Vets program reinvigorated his entire guitar journey from the ground up. You'll see what I'm talking about here in a minute. You're also going to learn about a new reclaimed wood project, two brand spanking new albums, a lost guitar, plus the reason why I have these enormous bags under my eyes. And no, it's not from Emerson. I'll explain later, and I'll explain Denny's story later as well. But first, I want to dig into more info about the Guitars for Vets organization. Guitars for Vets was started back in 2007 when two individuals got together to, well, play guitar. Patrick Nedesheim was the teacher and Dan Van Buskirk, a Vietnam-era Marine, was the student. And immediately upon their first lesson together, I believe it was their first lesson together, this idea sparked that, hey, the guitar can actually help veterans that are having struggles with PTSD. And Guitars for Vets was born. In fact, to date, they've helped over 4,000 veterans with guitar lessons. And more importantly than just learning guitar, they've helped them discover the healing power of music, which gives me goosebumps just talking about it right now. In fact, to learn more about the organization, let's actually hear from the students themselves, along with a couple nice quotes from Patrick. Let's check out this video.
Music is transformative. Without it, I wouldn't be where I am today.
I always wanted to play guitar, and it just gave me something to look forward to, something positive to focus on.
Music is something that does have healing power.
It can change lives.
Nice. Good, good. That's it. Good job.
I served in Iraq for 15 months, coming to terms with everything that I've been through. It was just difficult.
I joined the Air Force in 2005, right after high school, and I did one tour to Iraq. When I came back, it was difficult to deal with the feelings of anxiety and depression.
It took a long time to accept leaving all your brothers that you just served with.
I served in Germany, Korea, Vietnam. I spent a lot of time in a bottle trying to forget things.
Not having a mission when the military in general just gives you a very clear focus on what to get through was a challenge.
I was later diagnosed with PTSD and bipolar. I had like severe episodes that were pretty difficult to get through.
Done. My life has changed for Uncle Sam. This war goes on for who I am.
Guitars for Vets puts the healing power of music in the hands of heroes, bringing the joy of music to folks who are struggling with the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. I met my co-founder, Dan, in fall of 2006 when he came in for guitar lessons. And he said, I want you to know I really want to play guitar, but I struggle with PTSD. The most important thing of our lessons was Dan finding joy again in his life. And I said, Dan, let's make this a nonprofit and let's call it what it is, Guitars for Vets.
Just having like-minded individuals just sit around and play music.
It makes you feel like you're not alone. There's other people that understand.
Every $200 we raise provides our veterans with a new guitar, all the accessories, 10 private lessons. After their 10th lesson, they graduate with a brand new acoustic guitar. Then they move on into group lessons indefinitely.
Learning guitar has certainly helped me cope with anxiety, depression.
One note played on a guitar can speak many words.
The healing power of music and the effects it's had on me has been instrumental to recovery. It's been just so powerful in getting me out and about again.
It gives you something to engage your mind in. It gives you a new outlook.
Greatest effect that music has on people is that it takes them somewhere else, removes them from a problem.
Guitars for Vets has grown to more than 100 chapters in more than 40 states.
Donations are really important to Guitars for Vets because it puts guitars in the hands of veterans.
Guitars for Vets, in order to operate, depends upon donations of money, guitars, and the kindness and warm hearts of others, so our lifeblood is donations.
Guitars for Vets is a very powerful program. It's life-changing.
Without music and the support of my family, I probably wouldn't be where I am today.
Guitars for Vets, I believe, is one of the best ways for those who suffer from PTSD to find serenity in their lives.
It's a great opportunity to make a difference, and I'm proud to be a part of it. It's a cool program.
Guitars for Vets is healing. It's purpose, it's a new mission.
Still playing the part of a soldier coming home.
That's great. The band's back together, man. I'm ready to rock.
What an awesome program that is truly changing lives on a fundamental level with the instrument that we love. You and I, us guitar geeks. It's so cool and it's so mind-blowing to think about. Now, speaking of mind-blowing, check out these stats. To date, Guitars for Vets has taught over 40,000 lessons to over 4,000 students, operating 110 active chapters in over 40 states. That is pretty tremendous. In fact, when you look at where they started back in 2007, Guitars for Vets has grown significantly, and they do it with the help of guitar geeks just like you. In fact, there are three ways that you can help. One is volunteer. You can help organize or help teach. The second is donations. Now, these can be, of course, monetary donations, which they accept through their website, guitars4vets.org. Or you can donate instruments to the cause. Just go ahead and reach out via email to the website or to the email that's listed on that website. Again, guitars4vets.org. And the last way that you can help, you can do so right now from the comfort of your very own home, and it takes fractions of seconds. And that is to simply spread the word about the organization. If you know somebody that may be of benefit by going through the program, let them know about it. If you know somebody that would make a great teacher, let them know about it. If you know somebody that's just a guitar geek that wants to help out in a much bigger, greater way, let them know about Guitars for Vets. This organization is really near and dear to my heart, and it's one that I'm so proud to be associated with. I've been an ambassador for, I think I mentioned this before, 4 or 5 years now, and I've seen the program grow significantly even from my initial involvement, and I'd love to see the program continue to grow. So again, to get more information, please check out guitars4vets.org. Now, in the comments below, I want to know if you're aware of the Guitars for Vets program. Have you helped? Have you donated? Do you plan on donating? Did you donate an instrument? Do you have a chapter in your area that you want to tell people about? Whatever the case may be, whatever your involvement level is, let me know in the comments below. I'd love to see who of all the guitar geeks that watch the Acoustic Tuesday show are involved with the Guitars for Vets program. Now, I want to talk about, just for one moment, I want to talk about the teaching element of Guitars for Vets, and really the teaching element of guitar in a much broader sense of the word. Because I think a lot of times there's a self-limiting belief that can become present, that is, I'm not good enough to teach. I don't know enough to teach. And that's false. No matter what level of guitar player you are, whether you just started, you've only been playing for a few weeks, or whether you've been playing your entire life, there's always an opportunity to share your knowledge with another guitar player. And that, in and of itself, by definition, is teaching. And teaching really isn't about being good or bad in terms of playing. Teaching is about simply sharing your knowledge and love of the guitar with someone else. And I want to leave you on this note. Well, I won't leave you because the show is going to continue. We're actually going to dig into Denny's story, but it relates to this very topic. Because, as I mentioned before, sometimes you can get hung up on this idea of teaching. But teaching is just sharing your love and knowledge of guitar with someone else. In fact, teaching is one of the best ways to learn. And that brings me to Denny's story. Denny had a lot of self-limiting beliefs. In fact, he wasn't too sure he could even teach, let alone dive back into the guitar. But I think you'll find out that he overcame that, and by him teaching, it opened up an incredible world of opportunity for him and his guitar journey. Let's check it out.
So 35 years has passed, and the guitar sat in the closet. But I knew that with retirement coming, the guitar was gonna come out, and I was gonna start to play again. And I thought maybe I could teach guitar. And then I thought, well, am I that good after not playing for 35 years if I could teach others how to play? So on one shoulder, I should go for it, go for it. The other one, you know, is the other guy saying, nah, you can't do it, you can't do it. So I knew, though, in my heart that I probably could do this. What I needed was a program that would go ahead and get me in a daily routine and feeling comfortable about helping and teaching others. And I found it. Tony's Acoustic Challenge helped me immensely with that. I mean, getting an email every day telling me what to do with an explanation, with examples. And before that, I was all over the place. I mean, I didn't know what time to practice. I didn't have a practice routine. But it really helped me get things in line with the ability to go ahead and make myself and improve to a better guitar player. So after my vision of knowing that in my mind that I wanted to get involved in guitar and helping people, I started seeing things about an organization called Guitars for Vets. So I contacted them at the local chapter in the Heinz VA Hospital in Chicago and had an interview with them, and they accepted me and I accepted them, and I'm an instructor for Guitars for Vets. You know, I see people that need help in certain areas, and it's a known fact that music is a great therapy for people. And I feel really fortunate to go ahead and get involved in helping people in this way. It makes them feel good, it makes me feel good, and there's some times when, you know, we all talk here about the light bulb moment that I've seen it go on these guys' eyes. I go ahead and show them a chord progression, maybe playing a D chord, how it goes up and down the neck, or an A chord, whatever it is. And they look at it, and they look at me, oh yeah, I understand. And they really do understand. It's not just lip service they're going ahead and telling me about. And it's a really cool thing, and I just love being a part of it. It's a great camaraderie, and I feel happy when I go there, and even happier when I leave. I just felt that, boy, this is someplace where I have to be, as opposed to sitting inside a music store, or going online and going through all that. That wasn't for me. I wanted to have a one-on-one connection with someone I was talking to, and have that personal connection back and forth, as opposed to just being a guy in a box. And I just felt that this was absolutely, positively, the place for me to be. My name is Denny Stock, and this is my acoustic life story.
I want to thank Denny for his involvement in the Guitars for Vets program. It is so cool to see someone go from not sure they could teach to really flourishing as a teacher and changing lives in a big, big way through the Guitars for Vets program. Now, Denny's been with Tony's Acoustic Challenge for a number of years. He's a lifetime member, and I've had the privilege to meet Denny in person. And I have to say, he's one of those guitar geeks that just brings out the best in everybody that he's around. He's that type of player. In fact, I've seen him lead jams and do so with ease. And I have to say that I think he's built up that confidence from his teaching experience and knowing that teaching is just all about sharing knowledge. So again, thank you so much, Denny, for sharing your story with us, and thanks for being a true guitar geek inspiration. Now, coming up, I've got a couple interesting headlines for you. One involves reclaimed wood, another involves a video series you need to know about, another involves two new albums that you should be aware of. But first, I want to dig into a guitar signal submitted from one of our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewers. This guitar signal comes from Tom D, located in Columbus, Ohio, and he has quite the hell of a collection, let's just be honest. This is a collection that certainly inspires all of us guitar geeks. It certainly inspired me. Let's have a look and see what is in Tom's collection proper here. We have an RT Guitars D720C Natural, an RT Guitars D430C in Sunburst, a Recording King Swamp Dog Resonator, great guitar, good addition to the guitar arsenal there. We've got a Kaloha Koa Ukulele, a 1962 Martin D18, a 1998 Martin HD28, a Gold Tone Band Guitar, a Fender F-Style Mandolin, a Taylor 914 CE with V-Class Bracing, and a Taylor GS Mini Koa. That is an awesome collection, Tom, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your guitar arsenal with all of us guitar geeks here on the Acoustic Tuesday show. And if you're sitting at home and you're thinking, I want to be like Tom from Columbus, Ohio, I want to share my guitar arsenal on the Acoustic Tuesday show, well, I'm inviting you to please do so. First step is to visit AcousticTuesday.store, where you can find an array of guitar arsenal shirts, pick out your favorite one, and have it shipped directly to your door. The next step is to simply put that shirt on, just like Tom did, and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. Pretty simple so far. Well, it doesn't get too much more difficult. There's one final step, and that is submit it at acousticlife.tv. Once you're there, click the submit link in the top menu, and you can upload your picture and tell us what is in your guitar arsenal, just like Tom did. Before I wrap up episode 161 of the Acoustic Tuesday show, I've got some pretty enticing headlines from the acoustic guitar world that I want to share with you. Yes, indeed. Each and every item on this list got me super pumped up, and I cannot wait to share them with you. But first, Tony, why do you have those enormous bags under your eyes? It looks like you haven't slept in a mere 3 days. I pretty much haven't slept in a mere 3 days. This last weekend was a hockey tournament here in town run by the Bozeman Amateur Hockey Association, and I played with my team, the Fatties. Our tournament team is called Road Fat. And this is a tournament called the Woodstick Tournament, where things get turned around a little bit. We turn the clock back, and we all use wood sticks for the tournament, and the Road Fat, the Fatties, won the tournament. They won the championship game. It was really cool. It was a fun tournament, great players, and just super fun. But I thought you'd want to know why there were these enormous bags under my eyes. It had nothing to do with Emerson being awake all night. In fact, Emerson got to go to his very first hockey game. It was the championship game, and it was so cool to have him there while the Road Fat won the championship. I'll quit my celebration now. I've had enough time to celebrate this last weekend. On to acoustic guitar industry headlines, if I'm being official. This first one is one that I found on Instagram. Now, I'm new to Instagram, let's be honest, and well, I want you to follow tac.guitar on Instagram if you're not already. But that's why I have my phone in my hand. I've got all these devices. But I found this incredible piece of news from Collings Guitars, and I wanted to share it with you because it is so darn cool. Let me read this post to you. They said this: throughout much of the 20th century, Southeast Alaska's sheltered bays and coves were home to a large number of floating structures that supported the area's fish trapping and logging industries. These camps were built upon long Sitka spruce logs that spent over half a century floating in the salt water, being towed from place to place as the weather and waters allowed. I'm pretty sure you know where this is going. I did mention Sitka spruce, and I did mention that it had been submerged in salt water. So let me go ahead and continue reading. But as the need for these structures dwindled in recent decades, the camps were either sold or float house living. The camps were either sold for float house living or purchased for salvage. In the latter case, it was discovered upon disassembly that due to decades of floating in the salt water, boards cut from many of the spruce logs had taken on a dark bluish grayish hue, a very limited number even containing striking bear claw figure. Now, as a guitar geek, your ears should be perking up. Let me continue. With the rarity of this find in mind, Collings Guitars decided to build a unique collection of six special guitars. Each instrument will showcase one of these bear claw figured reclaimed Alaskan Sitka spruce tops, along with highly figured flamed mahogany back and sides and other matching appointments. Now, the post says it is encouraging the followers. Stay tuned over the next few weeks as we present content showcasing the build process of this collection from start to finish. Now, as you're seeing, it's pretty incredible. The wood is striking in and of itself. Knowing the fact that Collings is building these guitars, you know they're going to be incredible. Now, you might be wondering, what are they building and where are the guitars going to end up? Well, fancy this. I've actually got a list for you. Check this out. A D3 will be going to the Music Emporium. An OM3 will be going to Artisan Guitars in Nashville. A 0003 12 fret will be going to Willcut Guitars. A 003 12 fret will be going to Eddie's Guitars. You should know them by now. If you don't, they're my favorite store, one of my favorites. The next is another 003 14 fret neck going to Acoustic Music Works, another stellar store. And the final single 03 14 fret is going to Thunder Road Guitars, and I believe they are in Portland. So some pretty enticing guitars, some pretty incredible guitars made from some very rare wood. Really striking stuff. How cool to own a piece of history, knowing that as you played that guitar, somebody's home floated on the log that the top of your guitar was cut from. I mean, that's pretty darn cool. All right, I'll give up on that story. Let's move on to the next one. There's a video series that you have to check out, and it's done by Carter Vintage Guitars, and it's Walter Carter basically telling the story behind guitars. There's one that he did on a very old, very early Gibson guitar, made maybe before Gibson was incorporated. I'm not entirely sure, but the one that really caught my attention and made me know that I had to share it with you was the one that he did about Norman Blake's, I believe it was a D18H. A Hawaiian D18. You gotta check it out. Let's look at a quick little clip.
Someone did that to this guitar, and Norman Blake thought it had a huge difference in sound. The Hawaiian necks were also typically wider, so this guitar has a very wide feeling. It's a part of the Martin line. It's not nearly as popular as the standard, but Norman Blake used this on his homespun instructional tapes, as they originally were on VHS tapes, and on several albums, including the Whiskey for Breakfast album. It's not surprising that it sounds great. Every guitar that Norman ever owned, I think, sounded great.
I do encourage you to check out that full video series. It is full of factoids and just awesome guitar geek trivia. And let's move on to a couple of albums that I think you should know about. Some newly released albums that, well, are pretty darn mind-blowing. The first one comes from Gwennifer Raymond, an incredible primitive guitarist. Think John Fahey, but not exactly like John Fahey. Gwennifer has her own unique guitar voice, and it is outstanding. She just released a brand new album, Strange Lights Over Garth Mountain, and that came out on November 13th. Plus, she's got a really cool shirt that her sister designed for sale on, I believe, Bandcamp. Awesome design. If you like primitive guitar, if you like fingerstyle guitar, if you like instrumentals, this is an album you must own. Plain and simple, bottom line, end of discussion. If you need a little bit of convincing, let's go ahead and listen to a track off of it, and this track is entitled Hell for Certain. Let's go ahead and keep the new album train rolling. In fact, this is one that kind of came in sideways. I wasn't fully aware of it until about 2 hours before filming this episode, so I had to listen to the entire album real quick, and it's one that you need to know about. Cindy Cashdollar just released a new album entitled Waltz for Abilene, and it is awesome. If you like steel playing, if you like dobro playing, if you like Weissenborn playing, if you just like good musicianship, phenomenal arrangements, and just expert playing, this is an album you absolutely have to check out. Cindy Cashdollar is one of my favorite steel players of all time, and she seldom releases albums under her own name. But this is one, and this is definitely one you should check out. In fact, let's listen to a tune off of it, the title track, I guess it would be called. Yeah, the album's name is Waltz for Abilene, and here's the song, Waltz for Abilene. Our next piece of news comes from Strom Guitars, and it involves a lost guitar. I discovered this on Instagram, and here's what the post says. This is from Steven Strom, again, of Strom Guitars. It's a lost/stolen guitar alert. We're not quite sure because nobody can find the guitar. He says this, "Hi everyone, thought I'd take a minute to share this with you all. Sadly, the last guitar that I shipped never arrived to its destination. The guitar was shipped FedEx Ground over 5 weeks ago. The last known scan was on October 5th in Jackson, Tennessee. All parties involved have searched for weeks with no resolve. Here are the details on the particular model. It's a 00 model with a European spruce top, beeswing mahogany back and sides, a grenadilla overlay and rosette, Goto 510 Cosmo black tuners, an ebony fingerboard bridge and binding, a main stage case, black with pearl interior. The badge reads Steven Strom Guitars." Now he goes on to say this. He says, "Listen, this is not a complaint about FedEx. They are still my preferred carrier. My intent here is to get more eyes looking to help increase the chances of recovery." So guitar geeks, yes, this is a call to attention. I want you to be on the lookout for this particular guitar, and if you know any details, please reach out to Steven Strom of Strom Guitars via the normal social media routes, be it Facebook or Instagram. In fact, he even includes a number on his Instagram post if you know anything about this guitar. So let's all band together and see if we can find this guitar, and hopefully it is just lost somewhere, and hopefully it is not stolen. But let's keep our guitar geek eyes open and our guitar geek ears on the ground, if you will. Okay, one more piece of information for you, and this is on a little bit of a lighter note. This is basically the result of me surfing around YouTube and finding something that I found very entertaining and something that I think is worth your time as well. And you all know, if you've been watching the Acoustic Tuesday show for a while, I'm a huge Sierra Hall fan. I'm also a huge Molly Tuttle fan. Well, those two got together and had a chat, and it was the most candid, awesome chat I've ever been privy to. And well, the good news is you can be privy to it too. In fact, Eagle's Nest Outfitters, Eagle Nest Outfitters? Eno, that's how I know them, but I didn't know it stood for Eagle Nest Outfitters. I told you I was tired. They put on this little series, and it's just a chat between Sierra and Molly. And not only do they talk about music, they talk about squash. They just talk about kind of life in quarantine. They also play some tunes together, and holy smokes, that's for me easily the highlight of the entire discussion. It's pretty darn cool. The entire discussion is awesome, but the music, oh, it hits me right where it needs to hit me. So make sure to check that out. In fact, while we're here, let's just take a quick little sneak peek into that conversation. Like the thunder in the clouds when I look in your eyes. I believe in heaven now, it's true. I can hear the angels sing for you. And all I know is the feeling when it's right. I'll meet you out for the fireworks tonight. Thank you. That wraps up your Guitar Geek headlines for the week, and it actually wraps up episode 161 of the Acoustic Tuesday show. But while I have you here, let's take a quick sneak peek into next week to see what we'll be chatting about just a mere 7 days from now. Next week on the Acoustic Tuesday show, you'll be learning some lessons from a guitar legend. Yes, indeed, you'll be learning from Eric Clapton, whose musical career and influence has likely touched anyone who has picked up the guitar in the last 30 plus years. I know his influence has certainly found its way into my fingers and likely found its way into your fingers as well. That's what we'll be chatting about next week on the Acoustic Tuesday Show. I want to thank you so much for sharing your time with me this week on the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Thank you for being a guitar geek. And remember, your guitar progress, however you define it, is only as good as your guitar routine. Until next week, celebrate those small wins and enjoy every second being a guitar geek. I'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube for the Acoustic Tuesday Show next week. In fact, well, you can catch the Acoustic Tuesday Show every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. And of course, for your Acoustic Tuesday fix in between Tuesdays, please visit acousticlife.tv. Have an awesome guitar-infused week. And until next week, Guitar Geeks Unite. Cheers.